The day had finally arrived after much planning and anticipation. Excitedly, I chose a suitable outfit for my mother's surprise 85th birthday party. It had a 50s theme to celebrate when she and my father first came to Canberra. So I dressed in pearls and a dated-looking maroon blouse with grey collar. I first came in the morning to see how everything was going. I watched over my sister-in-law's shoulder as she iced the cake, carefully squeezing out, "Happy birthday, Georgia," in red piping, which contrasted well with the white icing. I admired all the decorations she and my brother had put up. Balloons and streamers gave their townhouse a festive air, and 50s posters festooned the walls. I said I'd be back at party time. All of the guests arrived early, parking cars around the corner, so Mum wouldn't think anyone else was there. My sister-in-law kept peeking from behind the curtains to see when Mum arrived, so we could be shushed. I was positioned to see Mum as she walked in the door. She seemed genuinely surprised to see us all there, and particularly so to see me, as the party was in Canberra and I live in Hobart. It was great fun catching up with everyone, as I hadn't seen them for months. At one stage, Mum spilled her glass of champagne over me, but my brother quickly mopped me up. After that, he took me over to view the slideshow he'd prepared from old family photos that was running on a loop on the television. Later, they all went outside for the barbecue. I disappeared for a while, as I had chores to do. I wondered what the neighbours thought of me hanging out my washing in my pearls. I returned at cake time and was up close and personal to the candle lighting and cake cutting ceremony. I even helped shelter the candles from the wind. I sang "Happy Birthday, Dear Mother" heartily, as I hadn't been to a birthday party of hers for years. I was there, but wasn't. You see, I attended the party via Skype. I was like the invalid relative in a wheelchair who is just stuck in one position and has to wait for others to move them around. It only took a few moments until everyone just thought of the laptop as being me and said things such as, "Can you see the television okay from here?" or "I'll take you outside." But my eyes looked out of my brother's laptop just as much as my eyes would look out at any event. I saw almost everything and had one-on-one chats to every member of my family. I felt as if I was truly there. It was one of the most enjoyable parties I've ever been to, and I experienced it all from the comfort of my computer chair in Hobart.